Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hi, so it's Belinda here speaking at Hi FM on the Consumer Corner. We're talking about the state of foods, specifically in this instance, kosher foods that are being given to patients in Johannesburg's hospitals. At the moment, in a moment, we will be speaking with Robin Denton. Robin is a registered dietitian working at Core Nutrition. Hi, Robin, are you there?
Hi, Belinda. How are you?
Yeah, thank God. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for being our guest.
Of course.
So I don't know if you've heard what's been transcribing with regards to the quality of the food we're receiving. On social media, I've been addressing this issue and finding, generally across the board, it's obviously for sick patients. I have received notification about, and actually a few notices about this, is women having babies where they find they're in a situation now where either the food that's being supplied is inedible or there is a lapse between the time that they're admitted to the time when they're receiving the food. So my question is basically, we all know the implication of having nutritional food is in the recovery process.
Yes.
So if you could give us some details or provide some input on what is really required when receiving a meal.
Yes. So I suppose it might be beneficial to look at why is proper nutrition actually important for patients who are hospitalized.
Right.
And, it's quite vital for many different reasons. So firstly, when patients are hospitalized, they are often dealing with, serious health conditions. They might have just undergone a surgery. They're recovering from illness or injury. And because of this, their nutrient requirements are often increased, meaning, that they need more energy, they need more nutrients to actually support their nutritional requirements. And along with this, patients in hospitals often have weakened immune systems, or they are exposed to, different pathogens, which can increase their nutritional requirements. So receiving optimal nutrition is very important for this reason, along with the need to support the healing process, boost immune system function, speed up recovery, like you just mentioned. Hospitalized patients may also have increased losses, which can affect their nutritional needs as well. An example would maybe be someone who presents to the hospital with burn injuries. Depending on the extent of the injuries, they actually may suffer from fluid and protein losses through the wounds. And because of this, the requirements or the nutrient requirements rather will be increased as well. The third situation, I would say, why proper nutrition is so important. Often in the hospital, patients who are immobile or bedridden, or even those who have poor appetite or intake during their hospital stay, they are at risk for nutrient deficiencies, they are at risk of malnutrition, and this can actually negatively impact their treatment as well. And a lot of the time, these individuals also tend to suffer from a loss of muscle mass. They can develop complications like pressure sores, and nutrition plays a very big role in the management of this. And this is actually one of the biggest problems that dietitians in the hospital face, trying to actually maintain this muscle mass, prevent wasting, prevent malnutrition, making sure their patients are getting an adequate, diet, proper nutrition, and so on.
Right.
And, while keeping all of this in mind, we also need to consider that different patients have different medical diagnoses, diabetes, hypertension, which also influences their nutrient intake.
Right.
I would say lastly, a bit of a different view that people don't always consider, but good nutrition also positively impacts patients' mental health.
Right.
So it can improve mood, energy levels, overall well-being, and it's critical for patients' overall recovery and quality of life when in the hospital. So, I'd say for all of these different reasons, proper and adequate nutrition is so, so important.
So what do we achieve? How do we go about this? So I've just spoken to Foster, who's the spokesman from the health department. So we understand that we have patient rights and all that kind of thing. But practically speaking, when you are a patient in the hospital, with a serious condition and your family's running circles around you, first of all, trying to deal with the situation as it is. And not only that, dealing with the frustration that actually nobody cares about your nutrition intake. So I'm speaking specifically about the kosher food, because the community is angry and frustrated, and we honestly just don't know what to do anymore. You know?
Yes.
So in my case, and people have, we reported to the nutritionist in the hospital or the dietitian in the hospital. We reported to the management in the hospital. You know, I have tried to get responses from Netcare on this. I've had no response. You know, when I've spoken to representatives in the management at the hospital itself, they say they've spoken to the supplier, but they get no response. So while all of this is going on, and I'm actually feeling quite anxious about it as I'm talking about it, you know, while all this is going on, you know, we're losing focus. So the patient is suffering because they're not getting the correct nutritional intake. The family is suffering, and at some level, the community is suffering. You know, there was a guy who was initially in hospital and then in rehab for a total of 5 months. The community took on to supply breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 5 months because the food was inedible. What do we do?
Yes, it is. It's a very tricky situation. I do think there needs to be more like advocates for making sure that hospitals provide foods that cater to different, you know, religious beliefs, cultural beliefs, different populations. It's so, so important. It's important we don't take that away for everyone. You're spot on when you said, on top of dealing with nutrition, people are dealing with their diagnosis, being in a hospital, families are dealing with difficult situations as well. So now to have this, I've lost the word, but to have this challenge on top of that, it puts everyone in a tricky situation.
Right.
Dietitians, ourselves, we can, we're not part of management. We can't really get involved speaking to, food supplies and things like that. But, we can be advocates in the hospitals if possible. And I suppose if kosher meals and halal meals and things like that aren't an option, there are other things that dietitians can do to still make sure that patients receive, a well-balanced diet, making sure that they're getting all the nutrients. There's lots of different ways that we can do that.
So let me give you an example. So I was put on a strict diet like the first 2 weeks into the hospital visit. So there wasn't much on the menu. So basically what I ordered for breakfast was an omelette. Okay.
Yes.
So the omelette comes, first of all, wrapped in a lot of plastic, as you know, is the requirement. Yes. So first of all, in terms of the packaging, what is the requirement there? Because if this packaging is being heated, what is it? Does it need to be BPA free? What is the story in terms of that?
Yes. I mean, that's a very, very good question. I have to be honest, I don't know exactly. I think that, obviously comes down to the specifications of the food service unit and the companies that they're buying from. I think it's also, it's important to point out that different hospitals actually have different food service systems. So some hospitals prepare their food on site and some hospitals purchase their food, almost, I want to say ready made, and they purchase the food in that form and then they reheat and, give it to the patients that way. So I really think it comes down to what type of food system the hospital is actually using. Personally, I would assume that there should be certain grades, on the food itself, but also on the packaging. We're working with patients who are, they have very weak immune systems. We need to make sure that the food they're giving them, the packaging that the food is coming in, is obviously safe for them,
Right. So can I ask you when, so let me give you an example. For my breakfast, I ordered the omelette and it came omelette with half a potato cut in half. Do you consider that a nutritious meal?
No. Definitely not. I think, meals need to be based off of a patient's specific requirements. And I think this is where the dietitian plays a very big role in the whole healing process and so on. It can be difficult to prepare, nutritious meals depending on the meal time. But, for me, I'd say general rule of thumb, have something that includes protein, a carbohydrate, and at least a source of vitamins and minerals through either vegetables or fruit or something like that.
Okay, so that's the challenge, because it
Yes,
seems, it
definitely.
seems that we're hitting our head against a brick wall in this situation,
Yes.
and is there part of the service agreement that a hospital has with a supplier? Is it a criteria to have a dietitian involved?
As far as I know, dietitians should be involved at least in the designing of therapeutic diets. So in hospitals, you get your normal, just your general hospital diet, and then you get your therapeutic diets as well. So therapeutic diets are more for patients who have specific medical conditions that need different nutrient breakdowns. So examples would be your diabetic diet, your low sodium diet for your patients with heart disease and things like that. And a dietitian should, be part of designing those meals, because dietitians, we make use of scientific based guidelines and so on, and those need to be incorporated into these therapeutic meals. For the general meal plan, again, I'm not entirely sure. When it comes to the procedures and the protocols laid out by management,
Yes.
that is probably something that would actually be hospital. I think different hospitals have different procedures in place for that.
Right. Robin, would you mind? We're just going to take an ad break. Are you able to hang on with us?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Hi Robin, we're back with you, Robin Denton, a dietitian. And we are discussing consumer rights or patient rights when it comes to meals served in hospitals. So, Robin, back to where we were, basically.
Yes.
So, what does one do? I mean, aside from families and community getting involved, is there anything that one can do? Is it worthwhile contacting like individual dietitians who happen to work at the hospital? What is like the
Okay.
best way of getting nutritious meals to patients
New
without,
patients.
without having this whole runaround of dealing with a million people and just raising stress levels and all that?
Yes, very good question. It's not the easiest answer. So generally, dietitians are referred to patients through a doctor's referral. It does depend on the type of hospital that you're in. Certain hospitals work in different ways, but ultimately, how it works for a lot of dietitians is, you're a standalone practice, and your doctor will refer you to come and see their patient.
Right.
So I would say, because of that, it's going to make a patient asking for a dietitian a little bit more difficult, because unless it's indicated, medically indicated, nutritionally indicated, it might not always be possible.
Right.
But I would say your next best step is when you are discharged or something like that, you can always reach out to a dietitian that works in the outpatient setting. We have so many excellent dieticians. We have our in-hospital dieticians, we have our outpatient dietitians. So this is more our dieticians that work from their own practices. So I would say if the inpatient dietitian, the dietitian in hospital cannot get to you, it would be worth reaching out to an outpatient dietitian who could perhaps help you post discharge.
Right, so Robin, just a reminder for anybody who would like to take part in this discussion or has any feedback that they'd like to contribute, you can WhatsApp us on 061 895 1019. You can either WhatsApp or WhatsApp call. Your feedback would be greatly appreciated. Robin, so thank you so much for your time, and that was very beneficial. It was great hearing
that. Thank you so much for having me.
And I really appreciate you being part of the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And keep well, and let's hope we get this sorted out.
Awesome.
Keep well. Okay, so we're back to talking about the kosher food issue pertaining to patients in hospitals. So what really concerned me, aside from the fact that we aren't getting the adequate nutrition, what's concerned me is that there are a lot of patients who are now opting for either halal meals or they are opting for the vegetarian offer provided and made by the hospital. So basically, they are opting for the non-kosher option. Needless to say, I did contact the Beth Din in this regard to see basically, because there are halachic issues with finding chochos in your vegetables. In fact, more halachic issues in that than eating treif meat. So basically, I'd like to read the response that I got from Rabbi Dovi Goldstein from the Beth Din, just to kind of give you an indication. So basically, it's dear Belinda, thank you for reaching out to us. Our mandate at Kosher SA is to certify the kashrut of manufacturers and service providers. When you see our heksha on a meal, you can be ensured that our kashrut standards are being upheld. There is currently a single supply of hospital meals in the Gauteng region that is certified kosher, and we do not control the variety, quality, supply, storage, or heating of the product. What we are hearing from the community, however, is they would like more options in this regard. We support a free market and invite other role players who would like to apply for certification to reach out to the Beth Din. So that's where we hold with the Beth Din. I have, as I said, been in touch with the supplier at the moment. I've offered him his right to apply on numerous occasions, and for whatever reasons, he hasn't done so. So, sorry, I'm just busy looking at the feedback that I've received so far. Morning Clinic outsources kosher food if needed, from Carol. So if the person who sent this, could you please tell us if Carol is under the Beth Din? Because according to the Beth Din, we do only have one kosher supplier. So I'd just like to basically provide feedback as to what we've covered in our session. So basically the aim of this consumer coordinator is to basically kind of put people in a more positive situation whereby they know how to deal with situations, the correct means and who to approach in the situation, and kind of hope that we can get past this cycle of events of phoning this one, phoning that one, dealing with management, dealing with the supplier, and actually not getting anywhere. So if anybody has a positive response to this who can shed some light, you know, if there are any other suppliers out there or anybody else who can support the situation, you know, because at the end of the day, it's crucial. It's crucial to have kosher meals. It is crucial to have decent kosher meals. I mean, hearing complaints like I wouldn't feed this to my dog, you know, is not a solution. You know, when people have dealt with the supply over 4 years ago and also received no response, it's not acceptable, because at the end of the day, we are paying for these meals. You know, and while the hospital passes the buck and the supplier passes the buck because they say it's the hospital warming up the food, well, as we've heard from the dietitian, you know, an omelette with half a potato just doesn't suffice as a meal. So with everybody passing the buck, I'd like to know how we can go forward. You know, and basically if anybody else has anything positive to say, you know, then please contact me on 061-895-1019 so that we can finally, after all these decades of dealing with this, actually come to a positive resolution. you know. So if anybody wants to call in or send a message, please feel free to do so now.
Join Rabbi G at 2 p.m. as he explores education and chinuch for parents and teachers. Torah isn't education, it's transformation. Chai Chinuch is brought to you with the compliments of King David Schools. King David Schools, the cornerstone of our community for 75 years. Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hi, so it's Belinda Abramson, and I'm about to wrap up our show where we've been dealing with the issue of kosher food being supplied to patients in Joburg's hospitals. So I've spoken to Foster Mahali, you've heard. He's a spokesman from the health department. Basically, he said that aside from dealing with the with management in the actual hospitals themselves your best option basically is to get hold with the Director of Nutrition in South Africa. So this is Rebone Ntsi. I'll give you her email address and the contact number. Her email address, I'll spell it out for you, is R-E-B-O-N-E, full stop, N for nut, T-S-I-E, at health. .gov.za. Her contact number is 012-395-9135. And if anybody has any feedback to share or would like any further details, please contact us on 061-895-1019. And we look forward to resolving this issue and moving forward. So take care, everybody, and wishing you a beautiful day.